While I was talking with my daughter on her way to work, I was talking about the art of appreciation, to be thankful, to be aware of what God Almighty has granted us. The importance of being content with the good and with the bad. That if we want that, God Almighty works every little thing, everything for our good, we must be content, be thankful, be appreciative of every single thing of everything. Whether small or large. How is God Almighty going to work everything for our good? If we are not grateful for all? Dig your heels in, and fight the good fight of faith. Do not get so comfortable and so accustomed to the blessings God Almighty has granted in your life. What you are taking for granted today, someone else may be praying for. What you focus on will grow, so if you focus on the positive will get bigger and bigger. Try to keep everything in perspective. It is easy to complain. You don't need the Holy Spirit to complain or to see negative things. When you complain, you remain. But when you praise, you'll be raised. Joel Osteen. Philippians 2:14 New King James Version, NKJV. Do all things without complaining and disputing. Remember, today is a gift. We only have this moment, this present. Today is a new day. Yesterday is gone, it is in the past, and tomorrow we do not know. Focus on creating good and wonderful experiences. Make your life an adventure with moments that last forever, by being grateful with all your heart. Develop the art of being thankful. I'm not saying develop the habit of being thankful. Because when you make habits, you hardly remember the real meaning of why you are doing that particular habit. The art of being thankful means you are very conscious, very detailed, in everything you are doing. One of the aspects of art is appreciation. This is primarily because of its beauty. This gift of today is like art. We must be very grateful to God Almighty for granting us a second chance to do the right thing. When you express with creativity to our Creator, how grateful we are for everything He has done, for everything He is doing, for everything He is going to do, we are more aligned with the art of His will. According to 1 Thessalonians 5:18, this is God Almighty's will for us. This is what God wants us to do because of Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 New International Version, NIV. Rejoice always, means be full of joy all the time. Pray continually, means never stop praying. Give thanks in all circumstances, in everything / in every small, little, tiny thing. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. If you want to know what God's will is, be thankful and give thanks. We only have this precious day, to enjoy, to be grateful, to invest. So, don't waste your today living in the past, and don't waste your time living in the someday. Be happy now, because this moment is the only certain time you have. Keep praising, keep being thankful, even if you don't feel it. While you wait, praise Him, worship the One. Be thankful for every single thing, be faithful, with a thankful heart. Start right now by counting your blessings. Write your blessings for today, even if they are small, little, tiny things. For example, you woke up today. You are breathing. You got something to eat. You have internet and Wi-Fi access. The cashier was so nice. Somebody opened the door for you. A compliment from a stranger. And so on. At least write 10 reasons to be thankful for. You will find out how blessed you are. If you want to know how blessed you are, write down all your blessings. I see you in everything, all day. And every beat of my heart keeps reminding me. I see you in every little thing all day. No matter where I go, I know your love is finding me. I see you in everything. You're all up in everything. Everything by Toby Mac.